Mr. Miller?
Yeah, who is this?
This is Zach. You had reached out to one of my associates about your property in Richmond, 436.
Okay.
Yeah, they had mentioned that you might be interested in selling the property. Is now a good time to talk?
Yeah, what were you offering?
Well, I'd love to make an offer. I just, if you know, I don't have enough information to gather that yet. Do you have a few minutes?
What ballpark are you in? That'll let me know whether or not I'm wasting my time.
Oh, I'm out of Ashland, so I'm quite familiar with the area.
What kind of price range are you talking about?
Well, I don't have enough information yet.
When you call back to people, you don't look at nothing, no information about the property. You don't look at what the tax bill was or nothing.
Look, I know
I'm
that.
Yes or no?
I know a little bit of detail.
What details do you know?
As far as I'm concerned, you know, you have a tenant in there. Is that correct?
Keep going. No, I want to know what details do you, like, you know what the, you know what the value of the property is?
Well, I'm getting to that. If we can just confirm a few details on my end.
I'm asking you the question. I don't work for you.
Okay.
I'm just asking you questions, bro.
Okay.
So do you know the value of the property?
I mean, the value can be construed in a few different ways. Are you talking about the investment? Are you talking about
the
market value? I mean, there's tons of different values here that we're talking about.
The market value is always 10% of the assessed value. See, I don't know. I've been to real estate school. I do real estate. I don't play with it. So
okay,
that's why I'm saying, don't waste my time, man.
Okay.
Don't waste my
time
giving me this rigmarole. And I don't need no money.
Okay.
So that's why I asked you, what ballpark are you in? If you gonna tell me some lowball $200,000 even or some mess like that, then you don't even call me with that. Because everything in Richmond sells for more than $200,000.
Okay. Well, I'm not in the business of insulting people. I think you've misunderstood me.
So what's your range? You already have a target. When you called me, you had a target.
Sir, my associate passed me your information. I called you just to have a conversation.
Right, and you didn't do any homework? Let's go. The house was, the house is rented.
Okay.
I just inspected the house. The roof is, 10 years old or less. The furnace is less than 4 years old. I mean, the heat pump is less than 4 years old. Hardwood floors, all street parking, brick, fence rear yard.
Okay.
In the established neighborhood.
Sure.
And it's always been a good earner.
Sure. And if I may ask, why are you even selling this property? I mean, I know the area. I know the streets. You know, I'm not sure if you know where the RVA 24-hour childcare is, but it's right around the corner from there.
Right down the corner, Adita Road and German School.
Yeah. So, I've seen this house. You know, I'm quite familiar with it in the neighborhood.
Right.
You know, and it sounds like maybe you've had some, you know, people calling you and insulting you with an offer. You know, that's just not who I am or who what we do.
So now that you got all that information.
Uh-huh. Well, what's your timeline looking like if we were to put something together? Because I think we could probably make something work.
You didn't give me a price.
Well, if I gave you a price, you know, and you're not even ready to sell, what's the purpose of that? It's just wasting both of our times.
because if you gave me a good number, then I'd be more motivated to make it happen yesterday.
Okay. So if I'm hearing you correctly, you're looking to sell reasonable within 30 days, you could say?
I could do it in 30 days.
Okay, or sooner, maybe.
Yeah.
Are the tenants planning on staying, or are they leaving the lease up? What's going on with them?
They're on a month-to-month lease right now.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, their residence is tentative.
Okay. You know, we buy a property with tenants in it all the time, so
mm-hmm.
it wouldn't necessarily be a, you know.
Well, it'd be, yeah. So, I mean.
It wouldn't be a deal killer if it necessarily stayed, but I guess that would depend on what they're paying in rent, too.
Right, right.
And
they're aware of what rents are like out there. They're aware.
Are they paying market value? I mean, what are you getting from them, if you don't mind me asking?
They're paying like $1,400.
Okay.
And that's, I mean, I try to keep mine below, you know, that way they take care of it. Because like I said, they understand that you ain't going nowhere else getting that.
Sure. I mean, I see what success for, you know, I know it's going to need some work on the inside, I'm sure. You know, I don't know when the last time you've, you know, done some updates on it, but, I think we can put something together here. I mean, you tell me, what are you thinking?
You tell me what you offer.
I mean, you know, under rented, putting some work in it, you know, I'd love to buy this house, you know. I'd really love to buy it, but I think that, let me just put it this way. Even if I gave you a number today, I mean, what else am I missing here, you know, for us to put something together?
Say what?
What else am I missing here? You know, if I gave you a number, you know, what other obstacles or, you know, is there anything else that would limit you from selling the property?
If you gave me a good number, if you gave me a number that I could be satisfied with, then there is no other obstacle.
Mm-hmm. No partners, no attorneys, real estate agents, nobody like that. Because, you know, if we're going to go through them anyway, I'd rather just get that out now.
So you gonna give me a number or what? You asked me a question. I gave you the answer. You made another statement. My answer did not change.
Okay.
Because nothing else changed.
You know, I'd love to buy this property.
Amen.
Yeah, I'd love to buy this property for, you know, about $220,000. And that's where I'm at.
And where do you get that price based off of?
Well, you know, you asked me, do I know the value, you know, do, you know, the area, the material, you know, if I'm going to put my brand on it, you know, what I would, you know, due to it to get it up to par for what I would consider a furnishable and you know, complete restoration. That's just, you know, that's what it takes. I'm not necessarily the cheapest when it comes to material. You know, we don't use just builder grade stuff from Home Depot or Lowe's. You know,
that's all your decisions, man. If you put diamonds and pearls in there, that's on you. They ain't got nothing to do with me, and it has nothing to do with the value of the house. Because a lot of things you can put in a house that you'll never get your money back for. So that holds no water. You know, I also do renovations. You know, I know where you get your biggest bang for your buck at, but all those renovations are just to add. You'll get a new person, but a person who knows, you know, you can't pay for the brick structure. You can't pay for the established neighborhood. You can't get a yard that big nowhere else in the city. You know, not that big and convenient to everything. You know, what do you like, less than 5 minutes from 150? You right off of a German school, you're right there at Midlothian, you know, so you're in the middle of everything. Right there on Jenk Road, that's like a little village unto itself. Hospital right there, schools right there, you know, that's close. You know, that's real good, you know. So, if you're talking about, I don't know what you put in it, but, you know, this is my property. I don't have no cheap stuff in there either. But unless you plan on ripping up the hardwood floors and putting new hardwood floors down, because you ain't going to put no linoleum down there and improve the price. You know, I got ceramic in the bathroom. So what else are you going to put on the floors to up it even more than that? You know, it's no linoleum.
Hey, Mr. Miller, I hear everything that you're saying. You know,
it just sounds like you talking it down, then you got to put all this money in there, but you don't know about no money you got to put nowhere. So you use that to give me a less price? Because I'm looking right here at an estimate for $261,000, and you $40,000 below that.
Hey, anybody can tell you, you know, whatever you want to hear. I'm not saying that they're doing, but I'm just telling you. You asked me a question. You know, I gave you an answer. You know, I'm not looking to waste your time. And, you know,
we don't have a meeting that of mine. $220. $200. Your price will not move that out. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Can you take me off your calling list?
Sure, I can. I mean, let me ask you this. You asked me a question. You know, what do you consider a good offer? I mean, you have something in writing, apparently, for $261. I mean, if that's the case, I mean, why haven't you taken it?
Why haven't I taken it? Well, first of all, it's just what I know. You know, sometimes I do it to find out where my property stands. You know. But if you can't get near 261, then like I said, you know, don't even worry about it. Because 40,000 miles, no.
If you have 261 in writing, you know, and I were to give you 261, I mean, why would you go with me opposed to who you've already talked with?
You don't know where I got my 261 from.
And I'm not concerned with that. It's just, you know,
right.
You said if I were to give you 261, well, if I were to give you 261, why wouldn't you just go with the other person?
I didn't say it was another person.
Okay, well, the other company or whoever gave it to you.
Is that what I told you?
You said you had something in writing saying
I told you I had an estimated value for the house.
Okay.
That's what I told you.
You know, and regardless,
okay.
Is that what you're supposed to get?
Have a good day. You ain't coming up. I'm not coming down. Not no $40,000. So have a good day.
So let's make something work. Let's work it out.
You tell me what you're trying to do, but I don't want no. I don't want that. I tell you what. You come up to 250. You come up to 250. I won't even do the 261. And we can do this in 30 days. And you pay all closing.
And you'll do it right now. If I do 250, you'll do it right now. You'll sign paperwork. We'll get it done.
Yeah.
Okay, so if I come to 250, you know, what are you going to tell the tenants?
The house has been sold, and you have to move. If that's what you prefer. But you also said that sometimes y'all prefer to leave the tenant in the house. Because my lease only requires a 30-day notice.
Okay.
So you have to let me know how y'all plan to play that. Because either way, I have to notify them and let them know that the house has been sold. You know, but whether they have to move or whether they just change the address to where they send their thing. And I had it went up on their rent. So if you chose to go up on their rent, you know, that's between you and them. But they probably ain't going to go nowhere.
Mm-hmm. All right, so if I go to 250, we'll get this done right now, 30 days or sooner, and we'll call it a day.
And we'll call it a day.
What's your email?
S.A. Miller.
S.A. Miller?
Correct. 830.
Uh-huh.
At Yahoo.
Just give me a second here. And I guess, you know, while we're on the conversation of your tenants, do they have any idea that you're even looking to sell it?
I had told them that I may sell the house.
Have they, you know, gave you any feedback on, you know, what that kind of looks like to them or, you know? I'm just trying to get an idea of kind of, are they good tenants? Do they pay on time all the time?
These people normally pay, their rent is due on the first of every month. These people normally pay on the end of the month, early.
Okay.
You got a mama hen in there who don't want to have to be displaced.
Mm. All right, do me a favor and go ahead and pull up your email. So you should have received the email. Also, would it be possible to come view the property after we get the paperwork approved?
Not today. I'm not in town.
No, not today. Maybe this weekend or next week sometime. That way you can give
it
them property.
It would have to probably next week at the soonest, because I would have to give them notice.
Yeah, okay. Should have gotten a text message too.
I'm reading the DocuSign thing.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And my settlement agent, he's off of Brook and Parham Road. Do you have a problem with that?
You have a lady who does your closing. A heavy set lady in there, real informative.
What's that?
The heavy set lady that does your closing. She's a heavy set lady, white lady, kind of heavy set, real informative.
Okay.
That's her?
No. No.
Okay.
Curtis Gordon.
Okay, no, different person. All right. All right.
Mr. Miller, I'm glad that we could come to some type of agreement. What questions do you have from here on out? I mean, I know you said you're out of town.
Right.
And, you know, we should be able to get in there in the next week, hopefully.
Right.
Hey, I guess I'm not so bad to work with after all, huh?
No, I'm not so bad to work with either, am I? Oh, you ain't gonna answer me, huh?
What's that?
Because I'm not so bad to work with either, am I?
Well, you tried to get off the phone a couple of times, but, you know.
That's because you tried to offer me $220.
Hey, man, we got the same goal, right?
Right.
So, you know, I'm glad we were able to come to some type of conclusion.
Okay.
All right, so how about this? You're going to hear from my closing team here shortly. They'll give you a call today at some point. Her name is Alex, and you might hear from Dee as well. And then it'll kind of just walk you through the next steps. And you'll meet me or one of my team members when we come out to the property to just do the walkthrough.
All right. You said you had sent me a letter as well or something?
I just sent you that DocuSign, but we'll get you that back. You'll receive it within about 10 o'clock, before 10 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I got a meeting here, so technically I'm kind of running behind, but you'll definitely be reached out to. So, are you going to be available today? Pretty available.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. All right, so we'll give you a call. This is my direct number, so go ahead and save it if you don't mind, and then we'll just be in contact with you. All right.
All right.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Bye.